It's been in me for a long time, and it finally came out, and I can't keep it from coming out anymore. I said this morning on Coffee with the Colonel, there's no way that I don't believe there's a way that I'd ever, with my voice, turn corporate church towards Passover.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on April 9, 2025, and is titled, The Lamb. We'll be starting in Exodus, so grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
It costs too much. It's too hard. But household by household, men and women will make their choices. Household by household, men and women will choose this day whom they will serve, whether it be the traditions of your fathers on the other side or what God has commanded us to do. They'll choose. I told my friend today, I said, I don't know if I live long enough to see it. Not only do I pray for it, I work towards it. Day and night, work towards it. Am I afraid to tell them about Passover? It's a sale barn, Murph. All you got to do is crack that door just smidge, baby, and I'm coming in. I'm coming in. I'm coming in hot. Here's why. My hope is that someday, by the leading of God's people, America will come back to Passover. They'll denounce Easter, denounce it, come out from under the curse, and step into the promise of Passover. Finding Jesus in the bread and the cup, and understanding what the Paschal Lamb was sharing with his disciples on that very night. I believe when America comes to Passover and denounces the idolatry, the trickery, I believe we will then also find ourselves in a position that the nation of Israel would once again have the opportunity the Messiah would be revealed as the Lamb in the sacrifice, represented in the bread and the cup. I believe it with all my heart. I work towards it every day. I'm one guy in a great big world who prays for the redemption of our nation, redemption of my family, redemption of Israel. And the Bible has laid out a very clear pathway to all of it. I'm not going to write a book and I'm not going on the road. I'm just a guy who, out of the love of all of this, has found what I believe to be the answer. The answer for our nation, our state, our community, and our homes, to come out of the darkness of religion and enter into the true light of Christ. Now, I may be crazy, but it's a good crazy. And I appreciate every one of you, just like I told my friend today. I appreciate anybody that gives me an attaboy for just a minute. Because there's a lot of days you think you're one guy standing in the desert, and I know that's not true. I know there's more. But some days it feels like you're one guy who's not welcome in the status quo anymore, who's not popular in religious circles anymore. But I don't care. It costs something to do right, and I know I'm doing right. As far as the scriptures go, I know I'm doing right. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And next week, I'll show you exactly how God took you to your house and placed your feet on holy ground. And then on that next Sunday, we'll take the bread and we'll take the cup and we'll enjoy the Lord's Passover. Murph, I believe with all my heart that when we blow that shofar on the 20th of April, mountains, them seven mountains, they're coming down. They're already loose at the seams. They're coming down. And this kingdom of God is being revealed. So anyhow, that's all I got tonight. Has anybody got anything you want to ask or say? Or Murphy, got anything? Yeah, come on. Oh, you got a song. Good, I'm going to sit down.
Passover starts Saturday, right? Saturday, the 12th, at dusk. So there's just something I want to set my mind to, and it's done in song too. I want you to set your mind to it too. There's a story of old that has often been told of how my Savior died. As they nailed his hands, he cried, "They don't understand." As the blood flowed from his side, so how could you refuse him now? How could you refuse him now? How could you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on that cross where he died, how could you refuse Jesus now? As they nailed him to that tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. But right before he died, he faintly cried, "Father, forgive them, please." So how could you refuse him now? How could you refuse him now? How could you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on that cross where he died, how could you refuse Jesus now? How could you refuse Jesus now?
What a good way to close, and I'm glad he brought that up, because I needed to just real quick. Saturday night at dusk is the beginning of the Passover celebration. It either ends at dusk on Saturday the 19th or Sunday the 20th. There's conflicting things. We're gonna honor it here on that Sunday. But listen, this Passover is not about that Sunday gathering. It's about your household. Whatever you decide to do, as you remember the Passover, that'll be up to you. It'll be up to you or your family or you and God. I'm not going to intervene in that. I know one thing that's going to happen for me is there will be multiple times during this Passover when I'll sit down by myself with a cup and some bread. And I'll ponder all these scriptures. And I'll ponder how good Jesus Christ has been in my life. And I'll let Jesus minister to me through the cup and the bread. For it truly is the Lord's Passover. So God bless you guys. I'll pray over you and we'll be done. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, that's all I got. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so gracious. You're merciful. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for giving us new life. Thank you for hope. Thank you, Jesus, for family. Thank you for your promise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. Be here next week and we'll put the finishing touches on some of this. I really hope y'all been getting some of this. I hope you're getting something out of it. I know some of these nights have been a little bit long on the pockets. It's a lot.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.